This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Both Canada and the United States are expressing optimism about reaching a new trade agreement by a Friday deadline. Intense talks are underway in Washington. President Donald Trump says he believes those talks are going well. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland said the talks are at an intense moment. There's a lot of goodwill on both sides.
They worked very late last night and started extremely early. They are continuing to work now. I think that some of the teams may work throughout the night. And Ambassador Lighthizer and I are looking forward to reviewing the progress that they've made overnight and then discussing those issues that officials are not able to resolve at their level and taking some decisions at the ministerial level.
Mr. Trump has set a Friday deadline for all three countries to reach a deal so Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto can sign before leaving office in November. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's in Senegal at the start of a three-nation West Africa visit, focusing on economic development and migration. Speaking alongside Senegalese President Macky Sall, she said the two countries have been working together on development. She called for combining it with private investment so Senegal can make the transition to a self-sustaining economy. In her meetings in Senegal, Ghana, and Nigeria, she also hopes to encourage growth to slow the flow of migrants to Europe. British Prime Minister Theresa May continued her visit to Africa with a stop in Nigeria as she seeks to expand trade opportunities ahead of the British divorce from the European Union, known as Brexit.
We have long-standing links with Nigeria and long-standing close commercial ties with Nigeria. British companies have been here in Nigeria for many, many years. We want to enhance those trading links. I think there are real opportunities for us to do so with the European Union.
She's visited South Africa and travels next to Kenya, a former colony. This is VOA News. The U.S. is expressing growing alarm over a pending assault by Russian-backed pro-government forces in Syria. On the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province, the North is a State Department spokesperson.
We hear the concerns we have about any potential ends of taking place. We've shared those concerns with Russian government at many levels, from Secretary Pompeo to his counterpart, to Chairman Dunford, also to Secretary Mattis, National Security Advisor Bolton, and others. So we've made our position on that very clear.
And admitted 700,000 more Syrians could be made homeless as a result of that assault. President Donald Trump said he sees no reason to spend a lot of money in military exercises with South Korea. A day after his defense secretary said there were no plans to send any more exercises with the North's lack of progress on denuclearization. Mr. Trump also tweeted such exercises could be instantly relaunched and bigger than ever. The president also leveled some of the blame on the North's behavior at the feet of China.
I think part of the North Korean problem is caused by our trade disputes with China. China's been taking out about $500 billion a year from the United States for many years, and we can't let that happen. So when we started working a little bit against China, and we have a great relationship with China, I have a great relationship with President Xi. I think he's a terrific man, a terrific person. But we have to straighten out our trade relationship.
Mr. Trump suspended major exercises following his June summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In Myanmar, also known as Burma, tens of thousands have been evacuated after part of a dam collapsed amid heavy monsoon rains. This farmer says as villagers attempted to reach their homes, the waters started rising. We lost carts, pigs, and rice bags. Floods damaged a key bridge linking Myanmar's two largest cities. Meanwhile, the Nobel Committee in Oslo said there are no plans to withdraw the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to de facto Myanmar civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi following the security crackdown on the Rohingya Muslims. Earlier this week, she was criticized for not using her moral authority to halt what the UN called mass killings with genocidal intent. While Saudi Arabia dismissed a UN assessment as inaccurate and biased over the high number of civilian casualties caused by an air campaign in Yemen, the U.S. called the report concerning. The U.S. provides training and intelligence for the Saudi coalition battling Houthi rebels. Brazilian President Michel Temer says his government may limit the number of Venezuelans crossing its northern border to escape economic collapse. The flood of migrants has caused a strain on local services and sparked violence. He's deployed the army to maintain order. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.